This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are free to call in and talk live on the airwaves tonight if it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. No matter where you are in the world, you can call into Free Talk Live 365 days a year, and you can talk about whatever is on your mind, because that's what we do. It's Mark with you.
Greg.
And Johnson.
Greg from New York visiting here to going up to the Andrew Yang rally tomorrow or the day after.
There's one tomorrow, there's one day after. Andrew Yang has so many rallies in New Hampshire, I think he almost lives here.
You're going to be yanging it up. All right, let's go to the phones. Here we got Dan calling in from Maine. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks. I'd like to present the argument for the traditional family
that All right.
they are being badly cheated. I will define them as a father who's working, the mother who is produced the children, risked her life to do it, and is raising the children. She is losing, they are losing the money that the mother could be out working, say about 20, just as a low ball estimate, and that the children are costing them money, let's say about $10,000 per child, so two children would be $20,000 for the cost. So they are losing, as a rough quantitative analysis, on the order of $40,000 per year for raising, for doing the most important job of all, creating children, raising them. So if you want to comment on that.
Well, I mean, do you have a proposed solution for it? I mean,
Nations
want to have children produced, but me as an individual, I don't particularly benefit from the next generation.
I think you do, because for one thing, you may reincarnate, and for another thing...
Okay. I hadn't expected you to go that direction, Dan. All right.
But I'll give you the argument. I know you're wondering about the how to pay for it, right? Is that what it is?
Well, I don't know what you're paying for at this point.
You're paying for people.
Tell us what your solution is.
Yeah.
Okay, my solution is I have to present the fundamental fiscal principle first, and that is this, that you can use fiat money to produce wealth without inflation. And I'll give you an example. I'll give you two examples of that. Suppose the government, suppose we find there is gold on government land by a ground-penetrating radar or something.
All right.
They use fiat money to pay for the mining. Well, the gold can provide more than enough backing for the fiat money. So this is a clear example. Another one is that Hitler, and I hate to bring him up, and I don't think it was his idea, but he used fiat money to pay for the development of infrastructure of Germany before the war, and as a result, Germany had a thriving economy. If you use the fiat money to bring in wealth, it can be done in a way that there is no inflation. So what we would be doing is by helping these people out more financially, is raising more healthy children. This is an investment that I think would bring back wealth. I think money is more an accounting thing. It is the resources that is critical, not the money.
So I like that you focus on the family, right? I think a lot of times we lose track of sort of human values, and Andrew Yang talks about this a lot. I mean, focusing on humanity first, right? Or there's a big family values argument to be made the Republican right. Yeah, what are your kids? They're being put in public school. What about you taking care of the kids, right? So, in fact, some of the conversations we're having, I think, are exactly backwards when we say women earn 70 cents on the dollar with the man, okay? And so the conclusion is lean in, spend more time at work, and earn that dollar, right? But perhaps the conclusion should be the opposite, that the man should actually take a page from the woman and actually spend less time at work and more time raising his children. And he would be able to do that, right, if there was some sort of safety net. So I think the American electorate really responds to, you know, people talking about their actual issues and problems. Now, you're talking about if we spend the money correctly, like any investment, and we generate more value for everybody, like, you know, FDR makes the interstate highway system, and that leads to, you don't have to go to Hitler. I mean, FDR built miles and miles of road.
Eisenhower got the credit for that.
Yeah.
Either way.
So either way, we got, you know, and so, yeah, that leads to trucking, and that leads to logistics and McDonald's, right? But Ray Kroc made McDonald's, and like the malls that you use, like that leads to so much economic activity around that infrastructure. You could argue that infrastructure is a good investment. But the government is not only investing in infrastructure,
right.
And so we are not guaranteed that the monies are going to be used specifically for a good investment. And one other thing is, and this is my personal sort of view, but again, this is something to be concerned about, is the amount of pollution and CO2 in the atmosphere and the overfishing and everything you can think of.
It's all population-based.
It's based how, exactly, the less population, the less garbage you have in the Pacific Ocean, the less everything.
Dan, don't we want fewer people, not more of them? I mean, do we really want to fiscally incentivize? There's enough kids coming out as it is. Do we want to fiscally incentivize more?
Right. No, you've got a point there. What we have to do is control the rate of birth in such a way that we can live longer, be smarter, and produce a better world. And he brought up an important point that I have forgotten. I can't remember what it was.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Go ahead.
Dan, I've got another caller, and I'm going to thank you
okay.
for this call. Appreciate it.
Sure.
You'll call back in anytime. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I wanted to give you some facts in a more clear fashion on a judge that was stealing. Rather than give it in a narrative, give it in paired facts just to demonstrate the lengths that this judge, Pamela Smith, and her husband, Randy Smith, in Truth or Consequences, aptly named town in New Mexico. This judge was a probate judge. She's dealing with dead people's money. And she had a fiduciary, by definition, and legally has a fiduciary responsibility to those people, if anybody knows what fiduciary means.
Money.
She has to act in the best interest of the estate, not in her own best interest. And upon this elderly man's death, he was 82, and he died in the, and she was called, she held a dual position. She was both the probate judge that would be administering the case, and at the same time, she was the deputy in the field for the OMI, the Office of the Medical Investigator.
It sounds like the executive might have been colluding with the judiciary.
Yeah, it was the OMI comes out of the University of New Mexico Medical Complex, and that's an obvious conflict of interest to hold both offices, because you can more easily do the crimes that she did. Then the next thing that she did is she appointed her husband to be an executor of sorts in the case because she claimed she could not locate any next of kin. Mm. The judge claims that the chief of police in Truth or Consequences had, when asked by her, had said that the guy had no relatives. However, the chief of police, in an interview with the Albuquerque Journal, said that the guy that had died had family in New York. And then the judge, Pamela Smith, stated that she had inquired of the deceased pension plan. He was a mason, a bricklayer, blocklayer. She had inquired of the pension plan of any errors, and she claims the pension plan told her, the judge, that there were no living heirs. The only heir.
We've heard all this. Is there something new to it? I've heard all this part of this. I've heard all this part of the story. Is there something new to it?
Well, yeah. There's more information that you didn't get. I'm forgetting you're not Ian. If you were Ian, then I started in the middle of the story. Then he would want me to go back to
for
the
you,
top. So I started at the top, and I guess I didn't work the system well enough in my phone call. I'm forgetting who I'm dealing with tonight. So anyway, David, yeah.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
So we didn't get any farther than we did last time. Thanks for
That's
the call.
True. Yep, thank you. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Free as in Free Talk Live.
You got thanked.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Go to TheMorganReport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. If you are a liberty-minded individual and you've been looking to do business with people who, other libertarians that have a business, go to liberty.menu. It's a tool for our community. At its core, it's a directory for events and businesses and digital content. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network aspect to it where you can connect and share with others. The use of liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu. Use code FTL to get a special badge. It's liberty.menu.
Can I piggyback onto that, because you brought up something that reminded me. You were talking about liberty-minded individuals, and I'm actually experiencing an issue again with my own site with a particular shirt. I've had a printer again that had printed a particular product of mine has rejected it again for I guess not being unique enough of a parody. So
okay.
I had a shirt that is basically mocks. It's for, you know, Linux users and software freedom users who, you know, go around testing different distributions of Linux. And it was called Fedora the Explorer.
Okay.
Right? And so it contains, you know, a parody likeness similar to
Dora
of the Explorer. Right.
But it says Fedora instead of Dora.
Yeah, right. And the character, you know, looks similar but is not identical. And so printers, I've had troubles with printers saying, hey, this looks too similar. You know, you need to change. And it's like, well, at what point, it's a parody.
Right.
At what point is it no longer a parody because it's unrecognizable?
Yeah.
You know, like, at what point are you, you know, like, when is your legal team going to stop being so scared, you know, that, you know, it's going to make sense to print this product?
So that's an interesting thing, right, about permissionless.
Right.
So they got, like, Bitcoin, and you don't have to ask people's permission to, like, buy this or that. And so, like, we have desktop printers now. And desktop printers allow you to print whatever you want.
Right.
Well, so to a certain extent, they don't allow you to print T-shirts very well.
Well, I mean, and then we're going to have, like, 3D printers of guns, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. So, like, my point is, technology allows people to do things that previously they needed, like, a print shop or a newspaper.
Yeah.
Like, now you don't. You just send off an email.
There are, you know, there are one-off printers that you can buy. I mean, it's just a $30,000 to $40,000 investment to have anything that's, you know, going to spit something out of decent quality. So, you know, there is the option that I could solve this myself. I just don't want to make that kind of investment at this time, you know. So, unfortunately, I'm at the mercy of these legal departments, you know, for the liberty-minded products. Liberty-minded, you know, being the Liberty T-shirt company that I do with Free Talk Live merch.
Yeah, that, exactly. To me, that's the most exciting thing is, like, I believe the alternative to government is technology, right? So we have, like, the post office. Now we have email. We used to have, like, the printing press. Now we have desktop printing. So, like, I believe that if you want people to move from government services, you have to build alternatives that are good enough that people will choose them. And that is the only way that we will move people. Otherwise, it's like talking to people to become vegans. It's like,
right,
nice, but
until they make the steak that bleeds beet juice, it's just, you just can't talk them into it. Let's go to the phones here. We got the Christian Anarchist here on the Discord lines. Gene, you there?
Hello. Yeah, guys, I wanted to talk about, you were talking about abortion earlier.
Yes.
And I want to give you my take on abortion.
Okay.
And as one who believes that life begins at conception, and if you do a DNA test on any fetus, it's going to come up human. That's just, you can't deny the fact that that life is a human life. You can't deny that it's life because it's reproducing cells. I mean, cancer is life. So you can't say that this is not a life. And if you check the DNA, it's definitely human. So life begins at conception. I think you can make a pretty strong argument for that. I also believe that ending that life is murder. Now, as an anarchist, I don't believe that the government.
So wait, you just said that cancer is life. So is taking a tumor out of a body a murder as well?
Well, I'm not murdering a human, am I, when I take the cancer out? I mean, I suppose you could say I'm murdering cancer, yes, and I'm all
I
for
think that.
That.
There are plenty of people that would argue that you're not murdering a human if you take out a fetus either. They would argue that you're.
They will argue that.
That you're an existential human.
Yes, and you'll get arguments on everything.
Let's assume the premise and let it go a little further.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm talking about my viewpoint on abortion.
Great.
As a Christian anarchist. And obviously, if you, in my viewpoint, then an ending of terminating the fetus is murder. However, I don't believe in the government getting involved in anything, least of all abortion. So I don't believe that there should be restrictions on abortion. What I think is that if a woman terminates her pregnancy, she has committed murder. That doesn't mean that I'm going to punish her for it. I have no skin in the game. It has nothing to do with me if she terminates
her pregnancy. Right, so we live in a society that for a very long time, historically, has punished people who murder, even if the society itself isn't diminished in that murdering, right?
Yes, but I don't believe in that.
So okay. Would you say the same if an adult was murdered?
If what was murdered? If an adult was murdered, would you have the same attitude?
Exactly the same. So if an adult is murdered again, it's not any of my business, and I have no skin in the game. However, if the adult who's murdered, or the child, or the fetus, happens to be my relative, or happens to be a good friend of mine, now I have skin in the game, and I may do some kind of action against that. That's the way that I look at abortion. Abortion is murder, but it's a murder that's in the family. The mother murdered the child. If she wants to do that, it's her business.
I brought you into this world, and I can take you out. That old
absolutely.
Threat.
Absolutely. So right now murders happen every day. There's murders happening in downtown Memphis right now as we speak. I have no skin in the game, so I'm not going to go and do anything about those murders.
So without government, it would be basically up to the family and the tribe to avenge a murder.
Yeah. That's the way it's been. That's the way of nature. That's the way it's always been.
What about the Hatfields and McCoys and devolving into some kind of ongoing feud that lasts for a generation?
The Hatfields and McCoys eventually worked out a truce, didn't they? They got tired of killing each other. Yeah, they did.
That's certainly a government-less solution. That is.
The Hatfield and the McCoys are no longer a thing. They are actually neighbors.
All right.
So yes, those things will work out in the end, and you do it without Goonerman Goon Squad violence against your neighbors, because all of these other solutions require you to send the goons to take care of something that you think is morally correct.
And what would you say to those who would talk about the Leviathan, the war against of all versus all of Hobbes, like, and they would say, oh, if you just have one with a monopoly on force, you don't have these endless vendettas back and forth like the Hatfields and the McCoys. You know, what would
we
you
have
say?
An endless vendetta right now by the goons. The Goonerment is also on an endless vendetta against people that want to smoke marijuana, for instance, who don't do anything to anybody. So you always have that issue, whether you have the power in the hands of the goons or the power in the hands of the people.
Thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE as in Free Talk Live.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two people are in custody after a shooting at a STEM middle school in Highlands Ranch, Colorado.
We know that two individuals walked into the STEM school, got deep inside the school, and engaged students in two separate locations.
Douglas County Sheriff Tony Spurlock says one suspect is an adult, the other is a minor. Both were apparently students.
8 kids were hit by gunfire. Several are in critical condition. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett says it's a school that he knows well.
It's a K-12 STEM school in Highlands Ranch, Colorado, which is in Douglas County, just south of Denver, the school district that I used to be superintendent of.
This is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Home Stretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Home Stretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you,
Greg.
And Johnson.
Greg, you had some thoughts on Gene the Christian Anarchist's little diatribe there on abortion.
You know, it's interesting. People fear liberty, right? They fear people's ability to choose between A and B, because what if they make the wrong choice?
Yeah, well, you know? Plenty of people do, right?
Yeah. Now, I'm not talking about murder.
I would make the right decision with my freedom, but it's what everyone else does.
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem, I would,
right?
Give it to Johnson.
That's right.
Johnson will always make the right decision. But the thing is, like, I see this both on the left and on the right, and I think UBI is neither left nor right. Right, it's an entirely different dimension.
Universal basic income?
Universal basic income. It's the idea that people will get money who are citizens just because. Free and clear, right? No qualifying for being poor, no qualifying for having a job, just completely this. So on the left, there's this sort of weird distrust of like consumer choice. Like if we give people vouchers, they're going to choose what school to go to. And then some schools could face private competition, right? And these parents could choose wrong. They could choose wrong, and then the public school would be starved of like resources.
Right.
On the right, though, there's also this distrust of, like, if people have their free time, they might choose wrong. They might choose to, like, take care of their kids or parents. Or they might not be productive in society the way that they might not have a job.
Right.
And, like, I think if we are really going to have a society of libertarian values and freedoms, we're going to have to just trust that, yes, some people may misuse their money and their time, right? But that's what liberty's all about.
Yeah, I don't mind that as long as they have the consequences for misusing their money and their time.
I feel like there's a lot of people, though, that make those choices, like, based on, you know, they want to control other people. So, for example, there are, you know, like, let's bring up the issue of schools. If, you know, you have a voucher and you have choice, right? On the left, you might be afraid that, you know, your child, or that people might be sending their kids to a school that isn't teaching, you know, forcing all the kids to learn about social justice. And, you know, on the right, it might be the same thing where you're afraid that people might be sending their kids to schools that aren't, you know, indoctrinating all the children with the ways of Jesus. So, you know, there's different just groups that war over kind of control of each other and the decisions that the people make. And I don't know if it's necessarily just fear. I think it's a combination of both. It's stick and carrot. It's wanting to control other people to a certain extent and being afraid
exactly.
of them
the
not
control.
Making the same decisions.
And by the way, with jobs, it's very much control. I mean, mm-hmm. I've heard so many libertarians say, well, who's going to work if they have the money, right? It's sort of like we need people to work. We need to control them enough so they're hungry enough. So someone's got to do the dirty jobs. Right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah sure. The dirty jobs specifically, because there's some jobs that probably most people simply would not do. And I guess that a UBI is saying that robots would take care of those dirty jobs.
Yes,
I don't know.
And no. Under a UBI, it's likely that those jobs would be done like 2 hours a day by different rotating shifts. Like in Chernobyl, when they took away the radioactive materials,
yeah.
There wasn't like people that took $1 million and did that.
Right.
There was like people just did little shifts of it. And I think most people are given the choice. Would like to spend time with their family and do little shifts. And I think our society would lead to a more part-time job. Why 40 hours a week today? Like, maybe it should be 20 hours a week for most people in a few years, you know?
Let's go to the phones here. We've got, a friend of yours, Greg. We've got Libertarian
hey.
Banker.
Hey.
Hey, Greg. Libertarian Banker.
Pleasure to see you, man. Pleasure to speak with you again. Thanks for putting me on the show, Mark. Just wanted to talk about the UBI. I mean, that's the usual topic I know Greg likes to bring up. But
universal basic income.
Exactly. So Mark hit on this point earlier that, you know, there is only one way to fund a universal basic income, and that's through taxation. And whether Greg thinks he can find some voluntary way to do it, if you have universal basic income, that is a government program. And I think the biggest problem that I have with Greg and, well, not with Greg himself, I really like Greg, but with the idea of UBI
that.
Is that kids today, they love this idea. This is an idea that's really gaining traction, and it's so dangerous because, you know, there are studies that show that it costs a country 20% to 30% of their GDP in order to administer a universal basic income program. And that's money that's lost. That's money that is taken from productive people and then given to somebody who doesn't work and doesn't produce. So all of these progressive socialist programs like, you know, infrastructure, minimum wage, you know, schools, all these programs don't grow, don't get better, because that income is wasted by people who are lazy. And that's the biggest problem, is that this idea can catch on and is going to take over, you know, the brains of these young children and brainwash them into believing this stuff. So,
let me ask you question. I've got a question here. So one of the things that's said in this, and it makes a certain amount of sense, is if you give poor people a bunch of money, they'll spend it anyway. So it increases the velocity of money, as it's called in economics. It increases the velocity, which is, you know, generally considered a good thing. It benefits everybody. Also, the thrift really isn't involved in many cases. The poor people aren't going to be saving their UBI. They're probably going to be spending it. Even if they're spending it on things we don't want them to spend it on, they're going to spend it.
So you're asking
yeah.
me why.
Isn't
know,
that good?
You're asking me. So the velocity of money, let's talk about what that is. Explain what that is, I guess, for everybody, Mark.
Yeah, sure. So more or less, it's just what I said, is that it's good when a dollar is spent, you know, 10 times in a month rather than being spent one time in a month.
Why is that? I guess the question is, why is that a better thing? Is that not the way to making capital investments? You have to save money in order to produce something into the future.
Well, now you have the pivot point between Keynesian and Austrian economics is the, you know, the value of thrift versus the value of the velocity of money.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe we can get into the minutia there. I'm not sure exactly what the sort of the question is, but I think the main thing, Greg, and I brought this up to you before,
right,
is that no one person can decide how this money is spread out. And just because, and you said this earlier, I wrote it down. You said that if the money is spent correctly,
I think I argued against this
money correctly.
I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying that people will choose how to spend that money, and no one will earmark it for a specific purpose. And if it's spent, I was saying that people who distrust that system,
I do distrust it,
right? But they would often make an argument that the money is being spent incorrectly in their view, but from the person's point of view, that may be the very consumer choice that they make.
But what you don't realize, Greg, is that opportunity cost of the man that you had to take that money from and what he could have spent it on and what he found valuable because you decided to take it and give it to somebody else.
No, I think that's very important to keep in mind. But again, it goes both ways. So that money that the man who, let's say, makes – let's say it was Amazon that made a lot of money and didn't pay anything into the society. It was a corporation, right? It wasn't the man.
Don't they provide a service that people pay for? Is that not providing?
Oh, every business does that. Every business does that.
Okay,
but we're talking about federal taxes.
False statement.
Right. No, what I'm saying is they paid zero in federal taxes. And what I'm saying is instead of Amazon deciding that they want to invest in another center or another Kiva robot, that money would be diverted to people who then – it doesn't go down a black hole. They will decide what to spend it on.
Yeah, 50% off the top, you know.
Hold on, Libertarian Banker. Let me just answer your question. The person deciding how to spend that money is not one person. Every person decides how to spend that money in their interest, and studies show that people who are middle income and below – have a higher margin propensity to spend on necessities like food. So would you want to have food or would you want to have more Kiva robots?
So this is a subsidy for the food companies.
It's a subsidy for humanity.
Love it.
Thanks for the call.
Keep me on there, Mark. I'll definitely stay on it, all right?
I appreciate it.
Have a great night.
Sure. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, final segment. We might be able to squeeze you in. I'll give you the number. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE is in freedom. And please support Free Talk Live's amplifier program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to find more. Basically, you allow us to reach more people with the ideas of liberty and freedom of speech. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Greg, you said you felt like you owed Libertarian Banker just a little more of an explanation.
Yeah, I just wanted to spend just to quickly address. Look, Libertarian Banker, I come on the show as a co-host to represent liberty, right? But I don't have to necessarily be fully anarcho-capitalist. I'm also I'm a left libertarian. I think that I distrust concentrations of money and power, not just in the hands of government, but in the hands of any one individual or any corporation. If they amass too much, they make the choices for everybody. So to answer your point, I think you're making two arguments here and you're conflating them. One is, of course, the guy earned the dollar. Okay. I'm not going to argue
Which
about.
Guy are we talking about?
Let's say Jeff Bezos.
Okay. When somebody earns a dollar, they earn it.
They earned it. Theirs. They right? earned it. They yes. So that is an argument, and I can understand your argument. They earned it. It's fully theirs. They did all the work, right? Except we live in the 21st century, right? And we didn't earn most of the technological progress and science. Those people are dead.
Ah, Barack Obama's. You didn't build that.
Yeah, so like we didn't build Galileo's like discoveries or Newton's or anything.
Right.
We
are, but neither did the poor guy down the street or the
no
government.
One did. Yeah. We don't deserve those any more than, you know, people in the 13th century deserved their things. It's just a pure accident of fate that we're born now.
Okay.
So we all have free gifts anyway. So that's deserving is an interesting argument, but at least but let's not conflate that argument with who is better suited for society to spend that dollar.
Okay.
Jeff Bezos may spend that dollar on decorations for his next headquarters, and maybe 1,000 poor people would spend that dollar on food. Okay. So who is to say who is a better spender? We need to know what metric we're talking about. And my metric is the well-being of society, right? Of people. So that is why I come down on the side of, I don't care if Jeff Bezos, makes the argument, he doesn't, by the way, that he deserves the full dollar. Okay. We all don't deserve to be born in the 21st century, 20th century. We got that for free. And
most poor people aren't I mean, like, the it seems unlikely that if you hand out a bunch of money to poor people right now in America, that they'll spend that dollar on food, because they, I mean, nobody's starving in America. I mean, the numbers of people that are starving, there might be some kid that's locked under the stairs someplace, like Harry Potter.
18% faces food insecurity.
Well, they use this terminology, food insecurity, and what they mean is that I'm a liberal white woman, and I don't think they're eating enough vegetables. You know, I mean, you know, people who are food insecure, oftentimes you line them up here, they're going to be fat, half of them.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, if it's not food, it's something else. But I trust many people with the money than one guy. And I think that's libertarian. I want many people making choices, not one. Just like the government is one bureaucrat making choices, I don't want that either.
If we're saying that a universal basic income would substitute for all the, you know, bloated, bureaucratic, you know, welfare, and frankly, fraudulent welfare programs that currently exist, yeah, you got me kind of paying attention now. But if we're talking about adding it on top of this, then, you know, I'm with Libertarian Banker at that point. Let's go to the phone. So we got Bad Slave calling in on the Discord lines here. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I missed the earlier part of the show, so Greg, I
all we ask for is 3 hours a day.
Right, well, exactly.
Or you don't get your UBI.
Right. So, you know, the Yang has got more than this UBI thing going on, right?
Yeah, he's running on the Democratic ticket, and many of his policies are like body cameras for cops, which, you know, data supported,
well,
I guess.
I actually have an argument against body cameras for cops. I say less laws, less cops, and less enforcement, and we'll all be better off. And then look at maybe we'll add cameras in.
Maybe one day. Maybe one day when we decentralize government and technology.
That there's so many things, and one of the things that I'm pretty certain no Democrat is in the running for is smaller central government.
Well, I mean, Democrats want to cut the army overseas, you know.
No. I want an overall, you know, not a you know, slimming down of 10 or 20%. I want a freaking two or three orders of magnitude shrinking of the central government.
This is absolutely something that almost a conversation you just simply can't have with somebody who's on sort of the left side, especially like moderate left, not somebody who's...
Well,
Hold on. Let me finish talking. The fringe left out there might be able to have this conversation, but, you know, the United States is a federation. It's not a state. It's a federation of states. The EU is a federation. It's not a state.
That's right.
And states have the monopoly, as Barack Obama said, the monopoly that what distinguishes his own nation state is a monopoly privilege on the use of violence. Right? And, you know, that's what it is. So the federal government should just be states yicky-yacky about what it is that they have problems with. But
in between each other.
Democrats today are not talking about this as even a possibility. They're like, well we live in the 21st century, and the government's the way it is now. I've got to deal with the way it is now, and I want it bigger to do the things that I want it to do. Greg?
Yeah, I mean, that's the Articles of Confederation. I think we had so many debates with the Federalists and the Confederation. Ultimately, the Federalists created the U.S. federal government and gave it a lot more powers. That's an open question. You know, I think the United States is one of the freest countries when it comes to freedom of speech, and this show definitely is part of that. And I love that. I love the freedom of speech in the United States.
Here's what's going on, though. That big central government is nothing but mostly destructive.
Yeah, I agree. And other governments also.
And I mean, I you know, people that I know that are smart, that are aware, enlightened, you know, they all agree with this. And so where's the problem?
No, I think you'll find many people agree with that.
Why can't we shave down that government to that couple of orders of magnitude, and then let the states start to work on their government.
Well, you know what a UBI would shave down? All those bureaucracies and all those people in those buildings trying to figure out who should get welfare.
Well, no bureaucracy ever disappears. It always grows. It's a virus. It needs to end in some... You know, probably, unfortunately.
Pat Slave, I'm going to grill Greg for the last couple of minutes. Thanks for the call. 855, well, I'm giving the number. Greg, so you're saying the bureaucracy would go away. How would UBI possibly do away with bureaucracy?
Well, I mean, Nixon, Andrew Yang, and others, you know, they envisioned a world where you just give people money,
yeah,
and you don't even have to have them file a tax return. You don't need to show that they're poor. You don't need to follow them around and see if they're dating someone who's richer and now they don't need it anymore. You don't need to see if they're really disabled. And honestly, it's a society where people are more honest and they don't commit the fraud.
I mean, is government really going to do that? This is the organization that wants us, you know, that does a census every 10 years. They're going to want to know. I would think that the minimum possible thing that you could do is to file a tax return, and they demand that at the very least.
Well, I always say, you're right. I agree with you. I always say that if you want alternatives to government, build them. Build the technology. So I'm building it. Intercoin.org, for example, is a voluntarist way to do UBI. But I'm not saying Andrew Yang is doing
it. I am very interested in Intercoin, yes. How is it voluntarist, though?
It's voluntarist the same way that Visa is voluntarist.
Okay.
People don't have to accept Visa credit cards. They do because it's convenient and because you have that money, and they expect the bank to pay out, your merchant bank to pay out.
Got it.
So the same way, if people have trust in a currency like Harvard Bucks or whatever the local, you know, festival currency is, you go to, let's say, South by Southwest, and there's like a, you know, a currency. That currency is spent locally at local vendors, and it not only does it help bring commerce to that area and track, you know, how people used it and understand it locally, but also people might actually lose some money. We see this with currencies locally today. In cities like Ithaca, New York, or Toronto Bucks and Bristol Pounds, there's things where they know that they're going to lose 3% on the Visa transaction, but they still use it. They still use it. So that 3% could be used for something other than lining the pockets of Visa and the merchant banks.
Yeah, I think people use, a credit card, even though they're going to pay, they know that they're, you know, they're going to lose a little bit. Merchants use credit cards because it's a convenience thing. They know that people want to.
Every transaction, 3%, that could pay for a lot.
Yeah. Greg, thanks for being on the show here. Johnson, same to you, even though I expect to see you again. Well, I won't see you.
No, not actually.
You'll be on the show.
Thank you guys so much for inviting me. It was a blast.
Free Talk Live.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy. Products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.